You were just listening to Nick Estes, Wounded Knee to Standing Rock, Indigenous Resistance. I talked with him in early May at the University of Denver. Nick Estes is professor in the Department of American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota, and he is co-founder of the Red Nation. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are an independent nonprofit in our 37th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature voices rarely heard in the corporate media, such as Noam Chomsky, Medea Benjamin, Arundhati Roy, and Chris Hedges. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. For copies of today's program, Nick Estes, Wounded Knee to Standing Rock, Indigenous Resistance, and for Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz's classic book, An Indigenous People's History of the United States, just call us 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can go online, our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Just call us 1-800-444-1977. We go out with Bring Him Out by Aeneas Lacy with John Trudell and Steve Robideau.
Killed on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
The government with the FBI, they were waging a contra war against now all of the AIM people and traditionalists. Anytime any grassroots or anytime any group of people start to get popular support, this becomes a threat to the government. In Peltier, then that's when they kind of just put the finishing touches on the momentum that AIM had.
It's up to us, please trust that when the wolves come, they'll bring the guns and the cuffs. But that's okay, cause we're not here to fight. We are the keepers of the peace and the pipe, the defenders of the sacredness of life. And we're here to sing, we're here to bring a new song, a new light to shine upon the men, the women and children of the Red Nation that have endured this genocide. And we're starting right here, Leonard Peltier, and we're not gonna stop until this whole world can hear. Now everybody sing, everybody shout, we're not gonna leave until they bring Leonard on out. Yes, everybody sing, everybody shout, we're not gonna leave until they bring Leonard on out. Yes, everybody sing, everybody shout, we're not gonna leave.
Or CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
T-Y-Y-M-E. It's time. It's time. DJ time. It's time. It's time. DJ time. You are tuned into It's Gospel Time, and I am DJ Time. The T-Y-Y-M-E. That's me. We'll be right back. Okay, I see. Have an issue right here. So, we're going to move on to the next song. See what I mean? Stay prayed up, guys. I'm going to send this out to my baby girl. She told me she had a very long and nice discussion with the Lord, apologizing for things and repenting for things, and we should all do that and surrender all.
To Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Everything I have,
Lord, I'll do what you want,
what
me
you
to
want me to do, Lord.
I give you everything.
I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. I give myself to I'd rather do with my life. Lord, I'll serve you every day, even when things don't go my way. Lord, you can trust me to never stray.
Spirit.
presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Make me to feel joy and gladness. I want to be able to rejoice with thee.
Come hold me with thy sweet spirit. Whatever you do, Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Hey, I'm holding. Shall be converted unto thee.
Come hold me with thy sweet spirit. Whatever you do, Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Hey, it uphold me.
Come hold me with thy sweet spirit. Whatever you do,
mold me,
hold me,
shape me, and make me,
whatever you do, Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Lord, you can appoint me,
anoint me,
choose me, use me,
for whatever you do, Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Lord, you can rebuild me, you wish you would have been saved.
through the tribulation when the word yes was all you had to say. And all you have to do is say,
all you have to do is say yes.
Something you may never,
something you may never said before.
But when you say it,
but when you say it, and you mean it, you mean in your heart, it'll come in your life.
Give up your worldly way.
Give up your worldly way.
Say yes.
Say yes before it's too late.
The opportunity is here.
The opportunity is here.
Don't let it pass by.
Don't let it pass by.
All you have to do. Something you may never,
something you may never said before.
But when you say it,
but when you say it, and you mean it in your heart,
glory to God.
Your life.
Give up your worldly way.
Give up your worldly way.
And say yes.
Say yes before it's too late.
Opportunity is here.
The opportunity is here.
Don't let it pass by.
Don't let it pass by.
There's a time in your life when you're gonna have to be judged. Christ who paid it all, died on the cross, and shed his precious blood. Thank you, Jesus. You'll stand before the great white throne and ask, Lord, please give me one more try. And he'll say, sorry, but it's too late, and cast you down into the lake of fire.
Would say yes, give up your worldly ways before it's too late. Listen, I just grabbed my Our Daily Bread, and for this date, it's titled, What's My Purpose? Now, it asks a question: whom can you encourage to believe in Jesus, and what opportunities to share the gospel can you pray for? So, with that, what's your purpose? Pause, think.
I use my eyes to see what's really driving me. Gotta use my feet to go. Keep moving down this lonely road. I know I hope to find some kind of peace of mind. Maybe a brand new day will sweep all this pain away. I open my heart, open my eyes, open my mind, so I can find the keys to my soul. Depth of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me. I open my heart, open my eyes, open my mind, so I can find the keys to my soul. Depth of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me.
Mm-hmm.
if I'm singing the words to my own song. I get distracted so easily. Keep looking for a way to be independent, strong, and bold. That's how to make it in this cold, cold world. But there's so much more in me. I wanna give it to everybody. I open my heart, I open my eyes, I open my mind, so I can find the keys to my soul. Depth of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me. I open my heart. Of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me.
Inside, find the purpose of you. Oh, excuse me a moment. Had to clear my throat. You ever lay, this happens to me, I don't know why, I don't know if it's attack in the wee hours of the morning by the enemy, but I will have something just fly down my throat, you know, it's like grab hold of my tonsils and really tickle, you know, where I'm coughing and choking, and it wakes me up. You know, I have to get up, get something to drink, and it still has me clearing my throat. I don't pray for a sister, please. I can't take it. I had to stay woke like 2 hours after. I was sleeping so well, too. It's just crazy. But I am going to play me. This is called Top Angel. Something I wrote some time ago. And you'll probably hear me singing alongside of it. Maybe. But this is Time with Top Angel.
Soft light in the sky, push out that pound. You're running out of money, no food or no coffee. Uncle calls and says, I got some money for you. You're asking questions like when, where, and how. Assistant, I'll make it happen to the good.
Talking like you're reaching in the sky.
Top angel, top angel.
And just text me and asked who were the background singers. That happens to be me. I did all the vocals, and the music was given to me by a good friend of mine who passed away a few years ago, Dana Taylor. He was from the Hill District. I miss him. No telling where we would go right now. He did have a lot of music, a lot of beats, and I wrote to a lot of them. But yeah, I wrote that and I did all the vocals. Okay, I have an announcement for all of you who love to line dance. Unleash your groove with the Pittsburgh Line Dance Convention. Woo! The Pittsburgh Line Dancers will host their 6th annual Line Dance Convention. And that is September the 15th through the 17th at the Doubletree in Greentree. Line dancing is socially and mentally beneficial for all who participate. The convention celebrates and highlights the fun, healthful, and inclusive aspects of this art form. Choreographers and instructors from across the country will teach popular and new dances to dance to for various levels and age groups. There will be an array of activities, including workshops, line dance parties, and a glow party moonlight boat ride on Pittsburgh's Gateway Clipper. And that will be that Saturday evening. Pittsburgh Line Dancers provide aid and scholarships to youth in our community. And if you would like more information about this convention, you can contact Danita Moses at 703-217-7121 or email pghlinedancers@gmail.com. All right. So get your line dancing on. Oh, guess what? I got my church on Friday. Was that Thursday? Friday. At, well, downtown Pittsburgh at the Point with two of the Clark sisters, Dorinda Clark Cole. She did her thing, of course. And Karen Clark Shear. She did her thing, of course. And she also brought up her grandson. That young man has a great, powerful voice. Of course. Look at the lineage, the legacy, which he comes up under. So, amazing. Be on the lookout for that young man. And Leandria Johnson was there. So it was just a gospel moment, church moment. I had a beautiful time. I did. Yes, I did. Can't wait for it to happen again, you know? And I think that because this does happen often, we thank B. Marshall for all that he does and bringing these artists and things of that nature. But I know there's sometimes you have the gospel mixed in with an R&B singer or a rapper. And we who love the Lord so and love gospel music, I love all music, but I'm just saying, for those moments when you want to just have the gospel feel, just the lineup of gospel artists together and not mixed, you know, in between. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's a wonderful event. Yes. So, let's see. I'm going to do a few more announcements and we're going to continue with music. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to take us back. We're going to dip back a little, okay? It's always good to remember songs, you know, of past and then bring future, you know, new songs. There are some people that are stuck in their ways and they'll be like, especially, and think about it, the ones who are real churchy and they're like, oh, I don't like this new stuff. And we got to go ahead and remember the hymns and sing the old songs. Excuse me, but the people that wrote those, at one point, that was new, you know? Pause, think. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. Body language can tell you all sorts of things, like someone is having a stroke. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and WRCT. Is your neighbor in need? Millions of Americans with long-term health needs are struggling to keep their independence. You can help them to shop, cook, drive, or just say hello. Just a few hours can make a difference. Call Faith in Action at 1-877-FAITH-11 or go to faithinaction.org. If I may, I'm going to dip back on a stroke. There are many people that have had strokes and did not know. I was told that I did some years ago. Like, really? Because they can test your, you know, when you go in the hospital for something and they do all this blood work, which annoys many of us. They test things. The blood is, man, you can tell so much from the blood. Okay? So don't get been out of shape and ticked off because they have to draw blood again. I know it's annoying. 1 o'clock in the morning, they're back again at 3:30 in the morning and just waking you up. I got to draw some more blood. But yeah, they're checking for certain things. But I was told I had a mini stroke. And I know of somebody that I'm close with that actually that happened to them and they didn't know that that was going on. So pay attention to folks if you think that they're looking a bit strange or acting a bit strange, that may be happening. Look out for one another, okay? Don't feel that you're dipping into somebody's business and they may get mad at you. It's about doing our part and staying here as long as we can for our loved ones. Amen. Pause. Think. Okay, I'm going to move it along. Up next, my uncle Anthony, they call him Pops at Mount Airit Church. But his CD I'm going to play, It Ain't About You. And I am one of the background singers on this because everything is not always about us. You know, it's about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do the right thing.
It ain't about you.
It ain't about me.
It ain't about me.
It ain't about you.
No, it ain't about you.
It ain't about me.
Really ain't about me.
It ain't about you.
It ain't about you.
It ain't about me.
It ain't about me.
It's all about him.
It's all about him.
I'm God created.
I'm God created.
It ain't about you.
Really ain't about you.
It ain't about me.
No, it ain't about me.
It ain't about you.
It really ain't about me.
It ain't about me.
No, it ain't about me.
It ain't about you.
It ain't about me.
Really, really ain't about me.
It's all about him.
It's all about him.
I'm God of creation.
I'm God of creation. Sometimes our plans break down. Things happen when you control. But keep on fighting. And don't you give up. Just look to the hills where your help and strength come from. Even though you're hurting, take time to praise the Lord.
It ain't about you.
Oh, it ain't about you.
It ain't
it ain't about me.
It ain't about you.
Oh, it ain't about you.
It ain't about
really, really ain't about me.
It ain't about you.
It ain't about you.
It ain't about me.
It ain't about me.
It's all about him.
It's all about him.
I'm God of creation.
I'm God of creation. Sing praise to my God who reigns from above. A God of all creation. The God of power and love. The God of our salvation. He deserves our grateful praise.
Oh,
it ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about Jesus. And you know, I'm one of those ones that like to speak proper English, so I would be like, it isn't about you. Correcting myself, but it ain't about you. Listen, I want to give shout outs. I have a few listeners I want to say hey to, and thank you for tuning in. Pastor Eric Owens and his wife, Monica Owens, and Trudy Newring Evans, and also my cuz, Arlene Winbush Sains. Thank you, cousin. Thank you all for listening, tuning in. Now, I have something I'm going to try one more time. And if this doesn't work, we're going to keep going on with what I set out to do in the first place. Well, not in the first place, but yeah. Let's see. Nope. This is... is there something I may be doing that's not right? But you guys know me. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I'm going to stand here and fake things. I don't like the attitude of fakitude. Even when it's me, you know, let me pause, think on that one. Just pause, think. You know, you ever think about that you can be fake with yourself? Now that's some deep stuff. I'm gonna play the next song and you just think about that. There's people that are fake with you. You know, I don't like the attitude of fake with you. If you don't like me, you won't like me. Just move it along. But how fake can we be with ourselves? How?
There are things I want to say. Sometimes I don't feel you near me, so I'll seek your face. My spirit longs for you, Lord, every hour, every day. You touch my heart, so I'll give you praise. I close my eyes.
I close my eyes. I call your name.
Raise my hand. I close my eyes and think of you.
I raise my hands and give you praise.
Oh,
I close my eyes. I call your name.
Oh,
I raise my hands and give you praise. I close my eyes. I call your name. I raise my hands.
Can't help the way I'm feeling. Oh no, like a fire burning within me. I depend on you, Lord, so much. Teach me how to stay closer to you. You are my God, you are my strength, and I'm swept away by your grace. Lord, I need your embrace. You touch my heart, Lord, so I'll give you praise.
There are other DJs here at WRCT. We have Zombo in Your Brain. Has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio. And you can catch him Fridays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT. Also, we have Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop standard, and then mixes that with odd news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of levity. If there is too much noise in your world, tune in to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's Saturday afternoon from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. All right, guys, I just want to let you know that you are tuned in to It's Gospel Time, and I am DJ T-Y-Y-M-E. That's me. I am here, guys, even though I didn't get much rest because I was attacked by a speck that flew down my throat in the wee hours of the morning. That's something that you just can't shake. Just one little speck. It's like a dust particle and it just chokes you. Just coughing up. People always say cough up your life, you know. It's like, my gosh, help. But yeah, I'm pretty tired. But it's going to be all right. I'm going to play one more from, you heard, Anita Tillman, My Time, My Season CD. And we'll go with one more. See, still clearing my throat. I'm sorry. Excuse me, folks. Forgive me. I think we're supposed to get rain later on. So be ye prepared. All right. It's so funny to hear folks say, oh my gosh, it's raining. I didn't know it was going to rain. And it can be just as dark outside. That tells me, oh, it looks like rain. So I grab the umbrella. I'm just saying that's just me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got things that you're dealing with and it's too hard for you. God can fix it.
I've heard people say time heals everything. Some have even said that it just goes away. Try those things, but nothing seems to work out like they say. Until I tried the Lord and found He changes everything. He will change your mind. God will change your attitude. He will mend your broken heart. Even heal your wounded soul. He will change your mind. God will change your attitude. He will mend your broken heart. Even heal your wounded soul. I've heard people say time and time again, I relied on my best friend. Some have even said that it was me, myself, and I that brought me through. Tried those things, but nothing seemed to work out like they say. Till I tried the Lord and found He changes everything. He will change your mind. God will change your attitude. He will mend your broken heart. Even heal your wounded soul. He will change your mind. Change your attitude. God will mend your broken heart. Even heal your wounded soul. Let Him do it. He will do it. God will do it.
He will do it.
He can mend that broken heart.
He will do it.
If you just let him.
He will do it.
He will do it for you.
He will do it.
Oh, oh, yes, he will.
He will do it.
Let him do it.
He will do it.
Oh, oh. Just a little bit of faith will do it. Believe in God like I do. I know God still works miracles.
God works miracles.
Yeah. Your sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Your sons and daughters, yeah.
We have a loving Father who is Lord of all. Oh God, His all reigns over all. Just a little bit of faith will do it. Believe in God like I do. I know God still works miracles. Yes, He does. Oh.
So what you waiting on, man? Find you a Bible, put it in your hand. Open up the verse 9, chapter 10 of romance. You got it?
Yes,
now
sir.
Speak that thing. Rewind this track and sing that thing. Now it might seem strange, somewhat uncool, but in the spirit, mind, and body, you're a miracle. Church.
God works miracles.
God works.
He really works miracles. God works miracles.
Stop believing. Hold on.
Hold to your faith.
Hold on.
God works miracles. He really works miracles.
Yes. Listen, another one of our locals. I do play quite a bit, you know, at times our local artists. The rap in that song was Brady Hill. Real deal Brady Hill. He passed away a few years ago. And I didn't know until I saw it on Facebook. Like, I guess it had been almost a year later. I'm like, what? That was a great guy. He was so funny, too, like a comedian as well as rapper and minister. And he was here at the station with me on two occasions. We had a ball. A lot of laughs, played music, talked about music, and he actually performed live. So that's who I am. If I have somebody here at the station, if I invite you, you have to perform live. You know, not just get interviewed, but yeah, you're going to do, spit a little something or sing a little something, whatever your genre is. But, wow, missed that guy. Okay, I'm going to keep it up. Freezing up in this room, this studio. One moment, it's hot, then the air comes on and it's cold. Pray for me that I don't get sick because I will be performing on July 29th in the Hill District on Center Avenue for the second annual Hill District Arts Festival given by the ACH Clear Pathways. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to get warm, so I'm going to go ahead with the next song and artist, which is another buddy of mine's, Encourage. And I still got to get his new music, but we're going to listen to I Feel Good, I'm All Right. In that aspect, I am, as far as body-wise, deep down, you know, it's pretty good. I feel all right, except for the outer. I'm cold. I am cold. I'm not going to get no more coffee because, yeah, that would not be a good idea.
Trust the Most High God, not yourself. 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 Yeah. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust yourself. Quickest way to fail. Yeah, yeah. Tryna tell y'all, the heart is really sick. Really, really sick. I know you thinking, ain't that so?
Oh, hey, you better watch your mouth.
Okay, you're right, because my mom's listening. But not just her, Father Y'all's listening. And he gon' hold us liable for what our lips spitting. Keep thy tongue from evil, for it is written. And thy lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Then you might learn how to use it. The tongue that is, and make some beautiful music. Or say something that edifies all of the people. And that's something that separates us from being equal. Come on, I know you got love in your heart. I know you can find joy through the pain and the scars. I know it ain't all bad to the finish from the start. I noticed that one day that you smiled when it was a bad day. And then you realized you smiled and you was like, wow, how could I smile when I was just held down, hostage by a frown? I'ma tell you that's the joy and peace in you. Willing to make ends meet when you feel like the end is near. And then that joy creeps in you and steals the soul. And I was for the taking by the great joy inside you that you thought is forsaken. But once you get some love inside, it'll never go vacant. It'll never go vacant. So once you get some love inside, it'll never go vacant. Cause love is Christ, Christ is life, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that's the word. Yes, it's a beautiful day to give our Creator praise.
Hallelujah.
For all of His grace, His love, and selflessness ways.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
He died for you, died for me, walked His life in purity so we can have an example. So if you want a new life, look to Jesus Christ. He's the one who gives an ample. That's a whole lot, yeah, a whole lot. Do you know how much sin is in your life? Yeah, a whole lot. And He's willing to wash it away and see it no more. This is no fairy tale, no folklore. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Admit them sins, get that established. Tell Christ you came to repent and break old habits. Give Him your life, worry no more. Let Him have it, it was His from the start. But when we inherited sin, it was a daily depart. For the wages of sin is death in this mess. And too much sin without repentance, you might as well do meth. Not for real, but like meth, sin is killing you inside. I was sent to kill vibes, serpent seed, watching history and teaching us lies. And we just walking according, and we not asking questions. So our mindset is trapped, hopeless from oppression. And it's depressing, but I'm here to be a blessing, let my light shine. Thanking y'all for the beautiful in this lifetime. Some think it's hard to find, but it's all inside. Open up your heart and put the bitterness aside. Bitterness can kill your drive, bitterness can harm your life. Put the bitterness away and let the beautiful inside. Put the bitterness away and let the beautiful inside. Put the bitterness away and let the beautiful inside you. Yeah. He can open your eyes too. Yeah. I'm a firm believer. His name's Yahshua, but we call him Jesus. Because in English we know him as Jesus. In the Hebrew language his name is Yahshua HaMashiach, the Mashiach. Hey, y'all ready? Let's go. I just need you to open up your heart and listen. Mary had a son and his name is Jesus. A son. I just need about 4 minutes out of your day. I just need you to stop everything that's going on right now. So we can take control. Close your eyes. Mary had a son and his name is Jesus. A son. And as you meditate, thinking about the words I'm speaking to you.
Counselor, that God your soul. He died for us and so we can take control.
I got 2 feet to the ground, my head high to the sun. Thinking to myself, do I have qualities of the sun? If so,
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Qualities that make the devil want to forsake me. You'll never understand a young man who overstands Satan's plans to take control and gain command. They so demanding, but Jesus reigns and he knows his plans. He's plotting evil when they won't advance. He has no chance. So love your brothers, love your sisters. It's warfare on all of us inside this twisted system. You're not the only one going through trials and tribulations. Selfishness can bring death upon a whole nation of souls. And death to the soul means life no more. And when it's life no more, well you should know what that mean. You should know how that goes. No more desires, only eternal fire. We gotta repent now.
Now the son and his name is Jesus.
The time is now. Jesus is already coming to fulfill the law. He's coming back a second time. And when he comes back, he's taking us believers. Are you willing to be a believer?
Jesus.
Do you believe that Jesus can save you from your sins? Do you believe that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ? As I'm sitting and reading the Bible,
okay.
I'm learning about these disciples. How they were sinners but still picked by Jesus.
Wow.
So I guess us sinners don't need a leader. Jesus went to kick it with fishermen. And he made them all fishers and men.
What is that?
That means they were fishing for souls with the word that they knew. That was the word of Christ.
Yes.
The words of life that could bring a dead man alive. Look inside your soul, you'll find out if you need revived. Study your soul, examine what your heart's desires.
Okay.
Compare that to God's standards, cause he's the one who's higher.
Okay.
And if they don't correlate, wow. Well, here's what we need to say.
Wow.
Lord, I'm a sinner, I need your love, I've been led astray.
Yeah.
Lord, I am broken, I need your fixing and company.
Uh-huh.
God, I'm drowning in sins, can you help me in Jesus'
name?
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
And feel
a son who was sent to become my leader.